Hi, I'm Mark Andrews, and on today's Makeshift Happen from Precious Pet Kennels, proprietor Bonnie Meadows is on the phone. Hi, Bonnie. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Mark.
Tell me, Bonnie, what is your main passion in life, and how did you make a career out of it?
Oh, dogs, of course. And I wanted to be a vet until I realized I would have to euthanize dogs, and then I decided the kennel idea.
How old were you?
Well, I always wanted to do it, but I started the kennel when I was 30.
So now, all these years later, what made you decide that it's time to close Precious Pet Kennels, and what prompted you to make that decision?
Well, I don't know if I still really decided if it was a good thing or not, but just my goal was 25 years, and it's a lot of work doing the kennel, and now with COVID, of course, the kennel is a lot quieter, and it's kind of turned into more of a rescue place now. And there's a way too much heartbreak with rescue.
How did you get involved in that with dog rescues and dog surrenders? And what exactly is your role in doing those jobs?
Well, I always kind of rescued the odd dog that came along over the years. And I don't know, just in this last couple years, I wanted to push more than anything spaying and neutering so that there didn't have to be so many dogs out there not wanted and having to do so many rescues. And just over the years working with all the different rescue places and humane societies, well, these girls started saying, well, hey, let's come up and rescue 20 or 30 of them. But there's an awful lot involved because you have to set things up with the rescues and you have to set things up with the communities and make sure that the dogs are all there so that when they come to get them, they're all available to be loaded and go, and some people do surrender them. Some are strays.
You've brought some spay and neuter clinics to the PAW, and we've always heard affordable spay and neuter clinics. What does the word affordable mean in terms of dollars and cents?
Usually for the clinics, they're around $125 to $150, and we try to do the ones that for people who would never afford to be able to go to the vet and have the vaccinations and have their animals spayed or neutered. So we're hitting more on strays and people that can't maybe afford that much.
Outside of spay and neutering, what other solutions do you see, Bonnie, as providing value to the health of dogs in the community?
Oh, to me, I think spay and neuter and vaccinate is the main thing, because if you don't spay and neuter, then there's puppies running all over the place, and when they don't have their vaccinations, well, of course, they get all diseases and worms and stuff like that. And
we often hear tragic stories of animal abuse. If you know of animal abuse in the community, who do you report that to?
You normally would phone animal welfare. That's the 945-8000 number. And they normally will contact somebody in the community to come and check it out. And I think it's the RCMP that they're supposed to come and check it out.
Dogs in surrounding communities who have an animal kill to control dogs, what do you feel about that?
Well, the way I've had people come into the kennel here and tell me that certain people in communities are paid from $25 to $40 to go out and shoot dogs. And I am trying to get them to put that $25 to $40 into rescue instead, or towards vaccinating and spaying and neutering. And I think it's a terrible way to do it.
Animal rescue shelters, is there any here in the community?
We have the PAW and area animal shelter, but people don't realize that they're not taking dogs. It's only cats. And I kind of think it's time that they stepped up and started taking dogs too, because I've always been a boarding and grooming kennel, not a rescue.
In closing, Bonnie, final words of wisdom to those people considering getting a dog as a pet.
I would say definitely look into what it's going to cost for food, for all the health, everything else, because it's not just get a dog and throw it a bowl of food. There's a lot of responsibility in having an animal.
Bonnie Meadows from Precious Pet Kennels, you've had a great run and saved a lot of dogs in this community, and I thank you so much on behalf of all of us for making Shift happen in the PAW and surrounding areas.
Oh, thank you, Mark, and I'll still be doing it a little bit.
Thanks a lot, Bonnie.